And the first thing on the docket is we'll consider the executive appointments. We'll go through them. As far as I know, there's nobody here to testify. We're waiving appearance for all of them, so we'll just go through the list.
Here we go. You want me to, Mr. Chair, I move to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the appointment of Robert Cowling to the Board of Boiler Rules. Mr. Chair.
We're just going to move on.
That's great. That's great. I'll do it. I'm still.
Can't do them in bulk?
I tried it. I got told no.
Yeah. There's some in.
No, I understand. No, I can't. The answer is no.
On the floor, you can.
On the floor, you can.
Yeah, this is.
Mr. Chairman, on the floor, we can do what?
In bulk.
Pass them in blocks.
In bulk.
All blocks.
Senator Cordy moves to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the appointment of Robert Cowling to the Board of Boiler Rules. Is there any discussion on Mr. Cowling? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the appointment of Jim Fairchild to the Construction Contractors Board.
Senator Cordy moves to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the appointment of Jim Fairchild to the Construction Contractors Board. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the appointment of Sandy Hayden to the Oregon Disabilities Commission.
Senator Cordy moves to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the appointment of Sandy Hayden to the Oregon Disabilities Commission. Discussion, objection, hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the appointment of Christine Lewandowski to the Oregon Electric Control Commission.
Senator Cordy thinks he moves to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the appointment of Christine Lewandowski to the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. Discussion, objection, hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the appointment of Patricia Evanson Brady to the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission.
Senator Cordy moves to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the appointment of Patricia Evanson Brady to the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission. Discussion, objection, hearing none. Mr. Order.
Mr. Chair, I move to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation in block of the appointments of Barbara Amato, Cheryl Heinerman, and Connie Holmes to the State Workforce Investment Board.
Senator Cordy moves to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation in block of the appointments of Barbara Amato, Cheryl Heinerman, and Connie Holmes to the State Workforce Investment Board. Discussion, objection, none so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the appointment and reappointment of Martin Wyechter to the State Board of Psychologist Examiners.
Jeez.
Psychologist examiners.
He's on the board now, filling out a term, and then he'll be reappointed. That's why there's the double one there. Senator Cordy moves to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the appointment and reappointment of Martin.
Mm-hmm.
How do we say that? Wyechter?
Wyechter.
To the State Board of, how do we say this one? Psychologist?
Psychologist examiners.
All right. Is there any discussion? Objection. Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the appointment and reappointment of Bob Wolf to the Board on Public Safety Standards and Training.
Senator Cordy moves to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the appointment and reappointment of Bob Wolf to the Board on Public Standards, Safety Standards and Training. Discussion, objection, hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the appointment of Nikki Wiener to the Board of Accountancy.
Senator Cordy moves to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the reappointment of Nikki Wiener. Weiner to the Board of Accountancy.
Well, I could have gone either way.
Yeah.
Nikki or.
Is there any discussion? Objection.
Wiener?
Hearing that, so ordered.
Yes, sir.
I could have done the same thing.
I rolled the dice that came up Wiener for me. It could have been Weiner. Mr. Chair, I move to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the reappointment of Patricia Hoken to the Lane County Mass Transit District Board. Didn't you say it? Hocken? Patricia Hocken.
Okay. Yeah. Senator Cordy moves to waive.
Well, come on, give it to me. How do the best?
Hey, you listen, you're over. You're on a roll.
Thank you, Colorado University Buffalo.
Senator Cordy moves to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the reappointment of Patricia Hawkins to the Lane County Mass Transit District Board. Any reasonable discussion? Objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the reappointment of James Lyle to the Advisory Council on Podiatry.
Senator Courtney moves to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the reappointment of James Lyle to the Advisory Council on Podiatry. Discussion, objection, hearing none, so ordered.
Chairman. Sorry to hit the gavel, Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry. Discussion on Mr. Lyle.
No discussion. Just hit the gavel and I'd like to be recognized, sir.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I move to waive.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Minnis.
I would like to move that you set over the executive reappointment of Mr. Keno and Ms. Felicia Trader, and I'd like to speak to the motion.
To your motion.
Recently, I sent, along with Senator Lee Beyer, a request to the State Accident Insurance Fund, Ms. Kathy Keene, a request for specific audit records relevant to their financial situation. And it's come to my attention in today's Statesman Journal, there's an article which Mr. Goldschmidt, former governor of the state of Oregon, has quoted, dealing with an issue relevant to the financial stability of that particular organization. And one of the requests within the letter was to obtain some of the financial audit information, which they have, to my knowledge, refused to provide to this legislature by the 23rd of February. I'd like to ask that these particular appointments be set over until after that date, so that I would have an opportunity to speak with both of these individuals regarding their views on the propriety of lobbying by the State Accident Insurance Fund, and also the potential release of audit information, which I believe is public information we should have access to.
Further discussion?
Support that.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Senator Brown, you'd support that?
I don't know. I'm not going to make a motion. I'll tell you that.
Better pronounce those names.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor to.
No.
What we have?
I didn't move. Oh wait, yes. I'll support the motion.
Okay, a motion on the floor to put this over until the.
Sometime after the. February 23rd.
Sometime after February 23rd. Any further discussion?
Can Allen and Patricia Trader vote?
Both?
Please.
Any objection to Senator Minnis's motion? Just set over. Okay. Hearing none, so order.
Mr. Chair, I move to waive the appearance and to report the reappointment of Ellen Lowe to the Health Services Commission to the Senate without recommendation.
Senator Courtney moves to waive the appearance and report the reappointment of Ellen Lowe to the Health Services Commission to the Senate without recommendation. Discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Brown.
I have not been a part of this rules executive appointments process, and I did receive a note from someone I know who's in the audience objecting to your appointment. Is there usually time for public testimony?
We'll take it right now if you like.
Aye.
Sure. This is pretty much like a work session. We'll listen to anything.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I just think it's really important, while I may or may not disagree with the public testimony, that if there are people here to testify on these appointments, they should have an opportunity to testify.
Absolutely. I meant to say that to start.
Okay. For the record, my name is Ellie Jenny. I don't have anything prepared. I didn't, it was my understanding there'd be no opportunity to talk, and I won't talk long, only to say that I know Ms. Lowe has a lot of expertise and is a real qualified lady in lobbying for lots of issues. But as a health plan consumer, and someone who's been hoping for representation of health plan consumers on the Health Services Commission, I don't believe Ellen Lowe understands consumer issues. And that's my big concern, is that Like I said, I've been waiting a long time to try to get grassroots consumer involvement on the Health Services Commission, because they're the folks that determine where the money goes for the health plan and what priorities are covered. And I really think it's important that those folks know, beyond their own limited understanding of issues, of the populations they're supposed to represent. And I just have to say, from my experience, which has been decades with Ms. Lowe, that she has no way of relating to me or other health plan consumers, mostly those folks who live in poverty with expensive health care needs. I don't think she knows how to relate to me or sees me as, an equal, and that concerns me. And it concerns me that she's able to have a voice in a commission where that determines the outcome of life and death issues for people on the health plan, but yet there's no one on that Health Services Commission to truly represent consumer issues. And that's my big concern. And I appreciate the chance to talk about that. And, you know, if you have questions or want to know more, I'd be happy to talk to you about it.
Thank you. Committee have any questions for Christine? Thank you very much.
I'll make one comment, though. Yes. Thank you very much for making the rounds, too. I would assume you've made it to all everyone's office, but thank you in particular for coming to mine.
Anybody else in the audience? Did I forget anybody that wanted to testify earlier? Okay, good. I don't feel so bad then. Let's see.
They have a motion.
Motion has been made. Okay, Senator Courtney moves to waive the appearance and to report the reappointment of Ellen Lowe to the Health Services Commission to the Senate without recommendation. Further discussion? Senator Menace.
Is this the appropriate time to indicate my opposition?
Yes,
to the
this is discussion.
Just no discussion. I just wanted to indicate my opposition. I wanted to make sure we weren't voting in block here, because I intend to vote no on the floor. So, but I don't need to speak to the issue.
Yeah, I understand.
Mr. Chair, I think Ms. Jenny raises a very good point that there should be actual consumers on the Health Services Commission. Having said that, I do think that Ms. Lowe has done an outstanding job for the state of Oregon, particularly in the human service arena. And I am the opposite of my good senator from Gresham. I would encourage us to send it to the floor with recommendation, but I will certainly support the motion made by my senator from Salem.
Senator Byer.
Just a comment. I'm sort of surprised by the comments. It's the first time I've ever heard anybody in my decade here complain about Ellen Lowe as not being an advocate. My recollection is, as she's been in my office over the years, is that she's a pretty aggressive advocate for consumers, so I'm a little surprised at that.
Yeah, there are complaints, but not in that arena.
Yeah, that's not the one that most people complain about. It's usually the other side of the issue.
Yeah, well,
Mr. Chairman. Just for the record, the opposition to Ellen Lowe's reappointment has to do with her position advocating that the Oregon Health Plan fund physician-assisted suicide. So it's a fairly deep and emotional, philosophical disagreement.
Yeah,
that's the essence.
Yeah.
I would agree, Ms. Lowe has had a fairly outstanding record in terms of supporting other individuals and persons. That one issue, physician-assisted suicide, as might relate to individuals with disabilities, significant disabilities and such, that is a philosophical disagreement.
Yeah, I say I'll be a no on the floor also, but we'll get it to the floor.
Mr. Chair, I do think, though, Ms. Jenny raises a very good point.
I think that is a good point.
Being a consumer of the Oregon Health Plan on the Health Service Commission, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Is there a... Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'm not familiar with the legislation for the commission. Is there a slot for a consumer on it?
There's a slot for a consumer on it. The consumer is a consumer back there.
Okay.
It should be a consumer.
Yeah, and Ace says four, total of four.
She's considered one of those.
And she is considered one of those, okay. Ms. Jenny, I think that's your opportunity. Get on the commission.
I have tried.
Okay. Well, we'll write you a letter next time. Give us a call. Thank you. Any further discussion on this one? Objections to the motion? Okay. Hearing none, the ordered.
There was one.
The only objection was mine. Well, that's okay. Actually, for the record, I'll vote no on the floor, and I think the record's clear with that.
Yeah, it's just a motion without, okay.
Without recommendation.
Yeah, without recommendation here. Okay, we all, do I need to, any give that one? Yeah, okay. Okay, let me split up the carriers of these. Everybody gets two or three if that's okay. Annetta? The first three go to Senator Courtney, Cowling, Fairchild, and Hayden. The next pack to Senator Miller. This is okay with the committee. Lewandowski, Evanson Brady, and then the Workforce Investment Board, those three. Senator Brown, if you'd take Wechter for both of those. Senator Atkinson, Wolf, both of those. Senator Beyer, Weiner, and your Lane County lady, and then Lyle. Hocken and Lyle. Senator Menes, we put those across, so.
I'll take Ms. Lowe.
I'll take Ms. Lowe.
Mr. Chair, if you have to support your.
Well, he can support the motion without recommendation.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, give it to Pierce.
I'll do it.
Okay, that's a good point, yeah. You sure you don't want me to have?
Well, if you're gonna vote no, then, you know, come on. I'll.
Okay. All right, any further discussion on the executive appointment? Okay, we will close that portion and open up a work session on SJR 12. Anybody here like to testify? Kathy?
Just a couple of things.
Yeah. Where is it?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, I'm Kathy Eaton, Government Chair of the League of Women Voters of Oregon.
Nope.
We are very much in favor of this uncluttered, very simple, uncomplicated bill to have annual sessions. However, in reviewing the amendments, I think there's something that might be confusing. And that is, in going back to the language that's in the Constitution that says the legislature will meet on the second Monday in September, if it goes forward to the voters that way, even though it gets changed by statute, I'm just raising that question as to whether that's a problem.
Yeah, does everybody have the dash twos in front of them? Okay. That is a good point.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry, I missed your point because I was looking for my amendment. So.
The Constitution reads the September, second Monday in September, unless changed by law.
Okay.
That's right.
What was important is we kept the by law ability in there.
Okay.
But we decided not to fiddle with the Constitution to the minimum, not possible. But.
Mr. Chair, is there any way you could change the language to simply say as designated by law instead of saying the second Monday in September? I just think if it goes forward this way, people are going to think the legislature is going to meet on the second Monday in September.
Good point.
Yeah. All right. No question.
Just delete that part, right? You can't find it.
Mr. Chairman, find a major summary.
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, all right, maybe it's there.
Hey. Who's the guy that did the shoe on the thing? Khrushchev, was it?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Sure, pass the question. Nope, can't ask the question.
Yeah, Senator Minnis, you may ask your question.
Well, what in the current constitutional language does not allow us to have annual sessions?
It says biannual. Under,
All right. But doesn't it go on to say unless a different day shall have been appointed by law?
That allows us to set a different day other than the second Monday in September.
But required to be biannual.
Yes.
But required to be biannual.
Unless a different day is set.
A different day to have the biannual session.
Okay. All right. I'll buy that. Make it clear.
Yeah. We just, so that's why we scratched biannual and put it in.
All right.
Okay, the question for the committee is that, is striking that language, is that the...
Well, which, Mr. Chair, which language are you striking now?
Well, the proposal is, well, the second Monday in September is what she's talking about being confusing to the voter.
The regular session shall be held, and what is it? What's it?
The other language is the same we've been working on for the last
150 years.
Yeah,
but it's trying to take it out, commencing on the second Monday.
You could say commencing on the second Monday of September unless a different day is appointed.
Well, what you could do is second Monday of January, like we do now, and that would.
I mean, that would be what people are used to.
Unless a different day is appointed by law.
Right.
But can
it's September.
So the September confused me. I mean, confused me the first time I read it.
You want to? I think she's arguing just to take that out.
That's right.
Delete it. It'll appear on the ballot that way in the statement is deleted language. And you, what you're suggesting is on a day designated by law.
Yes.
And just showing the whole rest of it deleted.
Senator Beyer, I just think people will be confused, and we want to get it through.
Well,
okay, so what you want?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think maybe what I heard you say earlier. Why not go with the present scheme, which is second Monday of January, and then retain the language, and on the same day every year thereafter, unless a different day is permitted by law.
So just change September to January.
Well, that would be consistent with our practice, which might help the voters say, well, it's all going to be the same, except they're coming back second year at a limited time.
Yeah, okay, so you just move the bracket back to September.
Because you still have the option not to do it then, if they choose not
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
No, by law, that doesn't restrict it. We're trying to make this as flexible organization.
So you just take this bracket and move it back to September.
September, make
well, you can't ditch it. You have to leave it there in legislative form because you're taking it out.
September to January.
In September in brackets and insert January.
Oh, correct.
But we're keeping in the option of by law to change that.
Absolutely.
You don't want that out of there.
No.
That makes sense.
So just the change from September to January, period.
Can I ask the High Committee Administrator a question? I'm just curious how long we've been doing it in January. Forever?
Yeah, it goes back
just before the turn of the century.
Is that right?
Some, was in 1890.
Sometime between now and 1858. Like, 1890.
We've been doing this for 100 years.
The session before you got here.
Okay, we got that, Kathy. Any other thing for us?
No, I just wanted to tell you, it's great.
That was good. The first time I read that, it got me too, but I figure we've been doing it for 100 years, so who am I to complain?
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's right. Who are you to complain? The League of Oregon City, but not you.
Yeah,
did we just do something?
Voters, yeah.
Mr. Chair, you want to do this conceptually, or you just want to bring it back? I mean, how you want to proceed? All right, then I'm going to move it. I'm moving to suspend the rules for purposes of considering on conceptual amendment to the dash two amendments.
Yes, Chair.
And according to those, we conceptually amend the dash.
No. I move that we suspend the rule.
And Senator Cordy moves.
Considering a conceptual amendment to the dash two amendment, Supreme Being.
Senator Cordy moves that we suspend the rules for the purposes of considering a conceptual amendment. Any more discussion? Objections? None so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move that on the dash 2, SJR 12-2, that on line 7, we delete the word September and insert the word January.
Senator Courtney moves that on line 7 of the dash 2 amendments, we delete the word September and insert the word January. Clear? Council? Secretary of the Senate?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hear about this one
again. She's quick.
Yeah, she's quick. She's okay. Quick. Any more discussion? Any objection? So, hearing none, so
where I move the SJR dash 2 amendment as amended conceptually to be placed into SJR 12.
Senator Courtney moves the dash 2 amendments as conceptually amended into SJR 12. Mr. Senator Minnis.
Just a point. It's kind of de minimis, but it's really not a conceptual amendment at this point. I mean, we have a very specific...
Senator Courtney moves the dash 2s.
Mr. Chair, I withdraw my motion. I move the dash 2 amendments, SJR 12.
Senator Courtney moves the dash 2 amendments, SJR 12. Okay, I got you. De minimis, yeah. Well, he's a judicial.
They all related my genealogy.
We all, you got to do that de minimis. De minimis, you can't be prejudicial.
Any real discussion on the motion?
Irrelevant.
Yeah. Okay. Any objection to the motion?
What's the motion?
It's de minimis.
It's obscure at this point.
It's de minimis.
De minimis. It's a de minimis amendment, baby.
That'd be de minimis.
It's doggy.
This is the adoption of the...
adoption of the day.
It started de minimis.
Okay.
There are no objections?
Uh-oh.
This is very serious.
We've done it now.
Meeting has walked into the room.
Did we move it?
I'm going to make a motion unless the...
Yeah, move it, move it.
I move SJR 12 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Courtney moves SJR 12 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay.
Any other...
Oh. Is something going wrong here?
No. We're just fine.
She's okay. I thought she was saying you better not do this.
She supports this idea.
That's not her body language to me. You know, this committee's got to develop a reputation. It's got to be watched 24/7, even though we're not here.
We have to hurry. I have to go to the basketball game.
Well, I got
Courtney.
Very
none, so ordered.
He's flaring. He's a historian. He doesn't like this. This is going to the archives. Every bit of this.
I consider this bill a great honor. So Senator Miller and Senator Beyer worked on this.
Do I get to carry this one again?
Would you guys like to co-carry it? Would that be an honor?
Well, maybe we'd all like to say something on it.
Although our luck isn't really great. We've been carrying this bill for... This is the winner this time, Senator Miller. That's why you two guys want to be the carry. Co-carry. Let's co-carry. All right. Now you two co-carry, and we'll all get the chance to talk, if we so desire.
Hey, this is early on. Maybe my luck will change. It's usually on the last day of the session when I lose this.
Rules has done it again.
Okay, we will close the work session on SJR 12.
We're going to LC?
Yeah, what I need you guys to do is help me. yeah, we know
what
that,
you
Mr.
Need,
Chair. I need some help. I need you to help put a lid on the Senate bringing us committee bills. I will recommend that we do this one. It came from Senator Miller.
It looks like a
really good gutting stuff for some of our initial reform things. But I want us to scale back the number of bills, so let's try and not do this as much as possible.
Can we get us to the cost of briefing?
Yes. You may talk to me. No, we're going to do it.
He's got another list.
There's 4,000 bills out there. I can find some gun stuff. Okay. Senator Cormier would like you to shut up.
I didn't.
Okay. All right. Any objections to LC 3458 as a committee bill?
I move. Explain. Yeah. Maybe you wouldn't. Why it's here. Mm-hmm. It's not to be a committee bill.
I move we adopt LC 3458 as a committee bill and so file it, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Discussion, objection, hearing none. So ordered. And with that, we are adjourned.
That is
why would there be a dispute?